Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so it's sad, but it's nothing new for this guy. Ronnie from Jersey Shore got arrested for domestic violence. This is not, we've seen him get arrested for domestic violence with his baby mama.
Yeah.
It's not like the first time. But sure enough, he was in police custody. Cops said he got involved in another domestic violence incident. I don't know all the stories, but it's not good because he's on probation for domestic violence. He's going to go back to jail. He's done.
Well, good.
He's totally done.
Somebody that's a repeat offender for that should absolutely be.
Well, if you watch the show, he's got major addiction problems. And they actually have started to address that on Jersey Shore because for years it was just party, 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 party. Ha, ha, ha. We loved it. And then it was like, wait, now they're 30 and they all have major addiction problems.
Yeah.
They're all still doing the same thing that they were doing. And he was just one of those that they address on the show. They had a couple seasons where he was clean and they talked about how good he was doing. So the guy's a freaking mess. But you're on probation for domestic violence. You do it again, you're going back to jail. Bye.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. So
somebody needs to go into a program with anger management and addiction treatment and that type
of
stuff.
Yeah, whatever if he did something before, he needs to do it again.
Yes.
Absolutely. So
get him back on track.
We don't put up with that. But
nope.
So his bail was set at $100,000. He got out. He was released and then left in a white Mercedes. So leaving the police station. But I don't know what's going to happen. But it was not the baby mama he had the domestic Jen Harley or whatever, the chick we saw on the show. It was not her.
Right.
It's somebody else now, which is even worse.
Yeah, that sucks.
Toxic.
Have you seen this on your stories with your friends Instagram?
What's that?
Scrolling through and I see people that have been bringing plants into their house. And they're like excited about this. They're calling themselves like plant parents. They're like, I'm a plant mom now. I've seen three women that I know.
Mom.
Three women.
What
younger women.
Plants?
Younger women too.
Depends on the plants.
I don't even know.
Who your friends are.
They're holding these big plants and they're like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring a plant into the house. And I was like, I don't think I could ever bring a plant into our house. We don't have any live living plants in our home.
We have the
fake ones.
To see it, like my sister when she was in town bought me some tulips. And I was like, this is fun. Let me see if I can keep them alive. And I couldn't.
No.
I loved having the flowers there because they looked pretty, they smelled good, but I couldn't keep them alive for the life of me, Briggs.
Well, because you don't have the soil. They're not growing. They've already been cut.
I watered them in the sink. What are you talking about?
Did you put that little packet of powder in the thing, too?
Yeah,
that little,
my mom told
the
me
The flower
to.
Food?
The plant food. You got
I don't
it.
Know how they didn't work with the plant food. Why they didn't survive in the vase.
The vase. Suffocating.
It's in their normal environment.
It's so natural to be in a vase.
But I'm kind of thinking now, I was like, what if we brought a plant in the house? Because I've seen there's so many benefits to bringing a plant in
For
your house.
I bet.
Like it can...
It's a form of life.
Yeah, it's a form of
when
life.
You think about it. You
it
know
collects
what I mean?
Some of the dust and the pollen in the air. It
does
collects
it?
Some of the humidity in the air.
It
yeah.
does?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know any of this.
Yeah. Some of these plants you can have that will suck the humidity out of the air just to keep them alive.
Well,
it's how they work.
As I get older, I have more of a green thumb.
Right.
But
Me
when
too.
I was 20 and you told me this story, I'd be rolling my eyes. Like, I don't give a damn about the fake plant
These are
in
like
house.
25-year-old women that are doing this, though. That's why I'm confused.
I love, well, they're smarter than we were, is my point.
I guess. I don't think I could do it.
You don't think you could keep a plant alive?
I don't know if I could. I can
so
barely
like, are
keep...
you talking about like a tall plant that goes in the corner, like a green plant? Are you talking about Just flowers? What are we talking about keeping alive here? Just
I don't even
plant.
Know where to start,
you don't
dude.
Even
I don't know.
Do you want to grow tomatoes in your kitchen?
That's,
like,
why,
what
I'm
are you gonna
that's
do?
Why I'm asking for help if anybody does it.
What do you mean? You're asking
I don't even know where
to
start. Something that's easy to manage that I'm not going to kill.
Oh.
That's not. I don't have to tend to every day and water okay. like three times a day. I don't want to have to deal with
you're
that.
You're not alone. And quite frankly, Steins, what? This is not an ad, but it should be. Steins, sponsor us, because I agree with you that I don't know what the hell I'm doing in my garden either. And
no.
I tried this year to really get it under control. And I found myself calling my mom,
yeah.
who, you know, knows everything and was in 4-H as a kid. Or she was grew up on a farm. I don't know anything. She's like, well, you got to do this and this and get these types
and
of flowers.
And other flowers. Like, you got to have
so
cross-pollination.
I said, well, how do I know which soil? And my sister says, you don't know which soil to plant flowers with? I go, no, because you go to Home Depot. There's 17 versions. Which one do I pick?
I just get the one with the vegetables on the cover. This is what I got. Honestly, that's how I picked the soil, Allie.
You picked the soil.
My wife and I went to Steins on Saturday.
Yes.
We got some soil for our garden.
Yeah.
And that's
Did
we were
you?
Like, we want to grow vegetables. We were like, which soil? Because we were like, you.
See,
look, there's so much soil at Steins.
I didn't know you and I had the same problem.
We totally
literally
do.
Both don't
we
know
do.
What we're doing. We're trying to be gardeners and we have no idea what we're doing.
I've read you have to have compost in it, like manure. By the way, you can call it or text
414-799-1037.
You can like...
I need a dude to plant my garden.
Yeah, you have to mix the soil with like manure so it has like some organic material to
See,
encourage
again,
the growth.
I get that and I've yeah. heard that, but I wouldn't have known that starting
so,
a garden.
Right, I wouldn't either. They
you
didn't
and
get
I
a look
need
into
like
it.
A YouTube for dummies. That we need to make one.
We
like,
do.
Like, come help us help you.
We could do it. I've got soil waiting to be planted.
How
we
do people that know how to do this know everything? Did they just learn over the years?
And they either have horticultural experience, they worked on a farm.
That
they
word
grew up on
rings.
A farm. Horticulture.
It's such a random.
The horticulture.
It's a big word.
No, maybe they grew up on a farm. We are in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So if you know how to plant crops, I'm sure you could plant a garden.
Riggs,
I would
I
think.
I grew up in right? Southern Illinois where it's rural as hell and I don't know anything about this
I
stuff.
I grew up in Indiana in the middle of a cornfield and I don't know about
either.
This stuff either. It's just there. It just grows.
Man.
But if you want to start out like something in your house with plants,
yeah.
if somebody knows what to do or maybe you yourself started that.
Oh, I see the phones lighting
see,
up
there
already.
They go. 414-799-1037. Call or text.
Help.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Looking for green thumb help this
We're
morning.
We're just not these people, Riggs. You and I are...
I know.
I mean, listen, we drink too much, we cuss too much, and now you want to build... You want to know how to keep a plant alive. We're a
yes.
hot mess on this show, okay?
I will say that we've successfully done a garden in our house, an outside garden.
Oh.
We've done tomatoes, cilantro,
and basil. You know
more
than I know.
But that was just putting it in the ground and watering it outside where it's in nature.
Yeah.
I'm talking about bringing something in the house.
Yeah, fair.
It's a whole nother bucket of monkeys,
fair.
Dude.
Jules is on one in Milwaukee this
morning. Good morning, Jules.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
It's Friday. We're doing great.
I've got a great idea for you. You
okay.
need to look for some plants called tillandsias.
Tillandsias.
They don't require any dirt.
Okay.
Oh, really?
They come in all different types, all different sizes. And once a week, you soak them, and then you dry them upside down so they don't rot.
Okay.
And you put them just about anywhere you want in your house.
Okay, wait, I'm looking at them. They're not that pretty, though. Do they have something pretty come out of them?
Some of them bloom, but they get nice and big and green. They really are pretty. I've got about 30 of them.
Oh, they are pretty? Okay, it looks like an Arizona plant or something to
looks
me.
Like,
when
it
I
looks
look
like
at
a
it.
Succulent, but it's an evergreen, the species of evergreen is what it says.
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't require any soil.
Okay.
And there's one called Zero Graphica with an S.
Okay.
It's quite big. And they're really nice, though. You can move them around when it's warm in the summer.
All
and
right.
you have a summer rain, you can put them outside to water them.
Tillandsias.
This is the problem. Riggs is already bored. I'm not
yeah.
trying to be rude. I know Riggs well enough
I
that I look at him and you're bored. You're like, we got to get into plants, but we don't know how.
I don't think the tillandsias is the way to go. But I do like the low maintenance factor, though. I just don't like the way this one looks, personally.
That's
just personally.
Well, it's an idea.
It is, Jules. It is a good idea.
And I don't want to poo-poo make you feel bad, Jules, but you're on to something, definitely, with the
she
low
is.
Maintenance.
The
and
low
I
maintenance,
like
she's
that.
Got the right
bad.
Idea.
She does.
Oh, she's like, screw you guys. I love my plants.
No, that's fine.
That's my kind
of gal.
I love them.
That's my kind of gal. I love it.
That's fine. They're good for you.
Okay, well, have a good day.
You
just
too.
A good idea.
Thank you so much for the excellent idea.
Yeah.
That's what I need, but something like that, like Jules was saying, but low maintenance,
yeah.
right? Super low maintenance.
We're getting there.
Getting there,
we're
yes.
It's like we're dating and we're getting warmer and we're getting warmer.
Who was
we're
that too?
Better CJ's in Milwaukee.
Good morning, CJ.
Good morning. You guys have me laughing so hard, and I'm in the car by myself.
It's okay.
It our stupidity or what about plants?
Yeah, what is it?
Or what is it?
No. I think it's wonderful. Right. These plant mamas. I think I grew up with plants in my house my whole life, so I didn't understand people don't have plants.
I don't have any plants inside our house.
Me neither.
Garden stuff outside, but that's outside. I feel like inside's different.
Mm-hmm.
Something low maintenance when you bring inside that looks
nice. Philodendrons?
What's
they
that?
They grow like weeds and you don't have to water them too much?
Yeah, well, say that again.
What
girl.
Is it?
Philodendrons?
With an F or a PH?
With a PH.
I was doing the PH.
And they're kind of viney, and you can root them in water. They're very easy to grow. But although I was afraid of these for many years, you buy yourself an orchid, and you put a couple ice cubes in it every week.
That's all
you have to do, and they flower for about maybe 2-3 months.
Yes.
And then they go into dormancy, and then they flower again maybe a couple months later.
I have heard that about orchids. They're super easy, too. Mm-hmm. They take up a couple
of
ice cubes a week.
I thought I would kill them, but you buy a bouquet of tulips for about $7 or $5.
And they're dead.
And then that's gone.
The problem. That's what happened to me.
Orchids will come back year after year. I've had one for about 15 years now, and it's just gorgeous.
Can I tell you something, CJ? When I was trying to, work on my outside of my house, they're like, you need to get what a perennial.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell's a perennial? Like, I had to go through all of this.
CJ, will you explain to Allie what a perennial is?
I literally don't know anything. I'm like, she talked to me like I'm five.
Perennials come back year after year.
And I learned
that. Annuals, you just spend your money and then you have to rip them out in the fall.
Well, why would you ever pick an annual? I don't understand.
Well, for baskets and things like that.
Why put fake stuff in those?
Outdoor stuff.
Yes.
Hostas.
What is that?
But the
hostas?
Thing is, you should never buy a hosta because the only people that buy hostas are people that have no friends.
Okay. Was that like the taboo plant in the plant community?
No. It's one that people will share with you.
Oh, hostas.
They get bigger every year, and so then you have to divide them every 5 years. So
I have those in my yard. They keep coming back, and I get annoyed.
Oh, I see those. Yeah,
you know what they are.
Yeah,
I didn't plant them though. They were the previous owner. They're there. So that's funny.
But the one you said before, the filler harmonic ones.
Philodendron is a viney plant. It doesn't have flowers though.
Okay,
but there's a lot of greenery.
That's the greenery one. That looks a little bit. That's also low maintenance. What you said, the filler.
Low maintenance.
Okay,
don't water it too much, so you'll kill it.
We can't even pronounce the plants, CJ. That's where we're at right now.
CJ, people will come to my house. They'll go, what's that? I'll go, that's the Philharmonic Orchestra. I don't know, something.
It's that one plant.
The filler something, all right.
It's that plant.
Well, thank you for the suggestion.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It
have a good day. Thank you for making me laugh today.
You too.
Aw, thank you,
We
girl.
Love you listening. Thank you so much.
Ryan, and our boy Ryan in Calabama, which is Caledonia, but we call it Calabama.
That's
bro. He created that name. I love it. Hey,
that's
Ryan.
That's his Instagram handle, too. Ryan from Calabama.
What's up, buddy?
It's called IKEA.
IKEA.
Wait, what about IKEA? Yeah.
They have all the different succulent fake plants that you can put in your house.
Oh,
so you
fake.
Don't have to worry about maintaining them.
I don't want
and
fake. I want
amazing all the time.
I want real because I was reading an article. We have a moisture problem in our house. This is this is too adult, really. This is we have moisture
We're
issues
very
in our house.
Grown up today.
I have humidity issues in our home, and
that
I read
is a
that
grown
having
up problem.
I read that having plants will help with
That's just too
humidity
much
regulation.
Responsibility for you though, Riggs. You can't even
Fair.
Call the woman to get that check deposited. So what do you think you can handle that plant?
By the way, she heard that and she's cashing it today.
He texted me last night. Ryan, listen to this. I get a text from Riggs last night, and it has a screenshot, and it's from Mary, the woman that he outed on the air for not cashing the check, and she heard him.
She
and
said,
I was like,
you must be really short on interesting material. You can stop telling Milwaukee now. And I was like, oh.
But that was a topic another day.
It's another topic for another day.
Anyway,
yeah, but I'm not looking. I don't want the fake ones, but that's where I should go for fake plants, though, you say?
IKEA.
If I want the fake ones.
Well, you could do that. Or succulents work. I mean, they're a low-maintenance plant. My wife has those, too. But
yeah, those are like the deserty plants, like cactus plants,
right,
stuff like
right,
that lives and thrives in dry and arid conditions.
Yeah, some of them can get really pretty and stuff.
All right.
I mean, to me, they're just annoying little plants around the house.
Right.
See, it took me years to become one with nature. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Here I am now, 100 years old, ready. Like, I'm on death's doorstep, and I'm
come
like,
to me, nature.
Come to me, nature.
7:05. It's very important. Right. You're here for the KISS keyword so you can win an iPad, all right? All right.
All right.
So there's a way that you can now help Milwaukee Rivers by just taking a picture, like taking a picture of yourself downtown.
Why?
You know the sculptures they have downtown in Milwaukee?
Yeah, the Sculpture Milwaukee. Yeah, I follow them on Instagram.
Sculpture Milwaukee and Milwaukee Riverkeeper are the two companies teaming up to basically, if you go down in the Third Ward, there's a big red solo cup that's like crushed.
I've seen it.
It's huge.
There's sculptures, basically. They put them all over downtown. Yeah. So like the love sign. I have a picture with the love sign downtown on my Insta. Like I've seen them. They're great.
They're super cool.
Yeah.
But if you go by the red solo cup and take a picture of yourself in front of it, like
right
a selfie.
Right in the Third Ward. I've seen that
right
one.
Right in the Third
yeah.
Ward. You can't miss it. It's a giant red solo cup.
Yes. Yeah.
The hashtag solo together. This company will pledge to take a pound of plastic out of Milwaukee rivers. Because
that's
what they do.
Cool.
They go through all the rivers. They say like 85% of fish have plastic in their stomachs. There's like plastic all over the place in Milwaukee.
Wait.
Especially in the waters.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's insane.
All I have to do is go and
take a selfie
with one of the sculptures or
the
red solo cup.
Yes, because that one specifically is targeted towards the plastic,
right.
And that's what the sculpture is saying, like the plastic that's in the side of the road
Riggs,
and in the
I'll
oceans
meet you at the
and everything.
Red solo cup later,
right?
What time?
I don't know. Let's do it after school.
That's cool.
Meet you at the flagpole. I thought it was neat that they were teaming up right around Earth Day, so it makes sense to do that.
Because then you're promoting art, which is important for us. You know that the art world's taken a hard hit over the past year,
and you're promoting the environment and cleaning up things and the plastic that's out there.
So it's like good for everybody.
Yeah, it totally is.
And you get out of the house and you go do something.
If plastics,
which is really the real problem these days.
If you ever were curious about the plastics in the water, there's a Netflix documentary called Seaspiracy. Have you seen that pop up on your Netflix?
No.
Seaspiracy?
I get so far behind on my TV that Netflix, I don't touch it for a week because I'm too busy trying to catch up, you
know? Put it in your list. Add it to your list. It's good. It's good.
Don't blame me. Blame Married at First Sight for being on, okay? It's not my fault, Rick.
That's what we'll blame.
Somebody texted in and said the song was definitely breaking up. We'll look into that. We're not engineers, but we'll figure it out.
We will call the people that fix things. He'll get a call this morning.
Call my guy.
Okay? Hey, Al! Come fix it, Al.
Help!
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, Riggs, you know I'm going to snap. You know I'm going to snap when I saw this coming out of our very own state.
Here you go.
So here we go, people. Buckle up, it's time, because I can't take this anymore. We have a U.S. representative in Wisconsin. Glenn Grothman represents Oshkosh, our people in Sheboygan.
I've been to his office, by the way, in Washington, D.C. I spoke with his representatives.
Can you go back
with his people?
And stick your finger in the air after this guy. Okay, so this guy, you all know Cardi B's song.
Yeah,
we all know it. We played it on Kiss. And let me tell you something. This guy had the balls to get on the floor of the house and sit there and lecture the FCC about Cardi B's WAP performance at the Grammys.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. I'm sick and tired. Cardi B went off on this guy, by the way, when she realized he was on the floor talking about her WAP performance and how it's creating the moral decline of America. It's contributing to that. Cardi B went off and she said, I don't even need to read the whole thing. You can go read it yourself
on Twitter.
Typical
Cardi B fashion.
But let me just say this. She was like, these people aren't even worried about the important things in life. He's worried about my Grammy performance.
Which
of
was
WAP.
Like months ago, wasn't it?
But this is where it pisses me off. Because I know there's people listening going, I hate that song. It's disgusting. Screw you and let me tell you why. I have to deal my whole life as a woman, and women get this. Men are allowed to have a reaction when they get turned on, and their body has a reaction. But all of a sudden, women, we're not allowed to actually. Things happen to women, too. Women are sexual just like men.
Uh-uh.
And it's okay, and I'm sick and tired of women getting shamed for having thoughts about sex just like men do. I'm over it. First of all, I could go off about this forever, but I'm so sick and tired that we can play Get Low by Little John for 20 freaking years. 20 years. 20 years we played this. Nobody cared.
You know what I stand by with
we
the song WAP?
We played 100 songs that were dirty that nobody cared about.
I said this to you off the air. I think if the song WAP wasn't called WAP, it wouldn't be as controversial as it is.
But you know why because of the name.
Yeah, because of the name of the song. Google it if you don't know what it means. I think the fact that people were like, what's that? What does it mean? What is it? Oh, let's listen to the lyrics. Oh, this is horrible. That's what happened with people.
It's not horrible, though. Women have... My point is, we have natural reactions when we get turned on, just like men do.
Yes.
But we're shamed for talking about it, thinking about it, doing it. I can't. Let us live. Like, women have been held down in that world for so long. It makes me angry. And the older I get, the more pissed I get, because I spent all this time in my 20s feeling ashamed of things I was doing that there was nothing. I shouldn't have had any shame forever doing anything with a guy. It's my business, my body. But here I got an old dude from Wisconsin,
Sheboygan,
who's telling me how I should feel and what I should think about my body is essentially what he's saying. We can't talk about this with women. Yet he has nothing to say about Lil Jon Get Low as an example. You know, it's like...
Well, when Lil Jon goes on the Grammys and does that, then he's going to be pissed at him. He's going to go back.
Lil Jon probably already did it on the Grammys years ago. We could probably Google it, dude.
Yeah.
But I just could not. So she went
Cardi
off on
B
him.
Cardi B versus Glenn Grothman.
It's the strangest thing. Our very own U.S. representative going off about the Cardi B Grammy Watt performance. And all I got to say is, leave us alone. I'm sick of you telling us what we can say, what we can sing, and how we can feel about our bodies. Suck it.
You all right? There you go. I was just doing Instagram creeping. Don't mind me. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Real quick.
I just cannot.
You need to enter the word back at 1037kissfm.com. Mm-hmm. That's how you get your free iPad. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's just get to the juice, because our listeners know a lot about my history, okay? Yeah. They know that I got divorced 7 years ago.
Yeah.
We know it was not a good divorce. It was a horrific... I filed for divorce when I was pregnant with my second child because my ex-husband decided he didn't want to be there anymore and he decided to have an affair.
Took the hot dog to another donut.
I don't like to discuss this because my ex and I are good now. It took 7 years, but I actually don't have any anger towards him. I'm over that.
It takes a while, but you got there.
It took like 5 years.
Therapy. You went through a lot.
I had tons of therapy. Mm-hmm. I was depressed. I mean, I had two babies alone. Them leaving me half the time was traumatic for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was giving a baby up half the time. As a mom, it's just...
You're alone here. You don't have any family here to rely on.
Nothing, right?
Nothing here.
I have good friends that are support.
Sure.
My friends were a great support group.
But
I'll
a lot of people that live here are from here, can go to grandma, grandpa, or mom and dad, or aunt and uncle's house.
Get help or support.
Yeah.
So it was a rough go there for a while.
Yeah.
But now here I am, 7 years later. My life is way better. I'm really happy that I'm not married, actually, now. It all was the growth that made it worth it for me,
right? You're meeting men on multiple platforms. They're being aloof.
Shut up, Riggs. Why are you bringing this up?
What?
I'm dating. Yes, I'm dating. But listen. So... I don't have the anger towards him anymore. We're cool. We co-parent just fine these days.
Yeah.
And I would like to keep it that way.
Yeah.
But on Instagram, you can see who views your story.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't always check it because of the radio, we have more followers than most. So sometimes it's too much to even look. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I just post and leave. But yesterday... Something compelled me because I could see this little picture. I'm looking at the people that viewed my Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
And I scroll through, not even that many, maybe 50 people. And then I couldn't believe what I saw. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe who was watching my Instagram story. Like, I still can't believe this.
My first guess was your ex-husband's new wife.
And
I was
said,
like,
oh,
is it
God,
her?
No, we're
is
fine.
Is it her?
No, she's
no?
fine.
Okay.
I got no beef with her either. She's fine. That's my kid's stepmom. She's fine.
Right.
Riggs, you already know who it was because I had to tell you when I was texting you last night.
Mm-hmm.
The slut who slept with my husband while I was pregnant. 7 years later, watching my Instagram story yesterday.
I have questions. Does she follow you?
No, what? She bet I should have blocked her, but I just don't care. And so I'm
so
like,
how does she? Oh, because you're public, she can go and view your story.
I'm not private. Go ahead, anybody go look at it. I don't care if you.
Which
follow
means
me.
That she had to seek out your name.
She went
and
to
go
my
to your profile and look at it. Which
she,
that was a conscious
and
effort.
How dumb do you have to be to not even realize I'm going to see you watched it? She's still married, Riggs.
Yeah.
She stayed with her husband. How do you think her husband would feel? 7 years later, this chick has move on with your life, bitch. I cannot, Riggs. Like it's. I was like looking at it last night. Like, wow, we've all moved on. And I, like I said, I already gave all my anger to my ex-husband. They're both wrong. But we're past that.
Yeah.
I didn't get to deal with her. So when I see her, I just want to be like, go away.
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get the wrath of Allie.
You didn't ask to deal with her. You didn't ask to deal with her. You didn't ask to have her come into your life.
I went through.
No.
People that go through affairs, the stuff, it's disgusting, yeah. The stuff people do. So my point is this. The woman who had an affair with my ex-husband, 7 years later, watching every single one of my Instagram stories, and she's still married. And I just wanted to be like, you know, I wish I cared more because I'd totally send this to your husband and be like, your wife hasn't moved on. We're all moved on over here. Why is
not
she
not moving on? Would be
story?
If she was still looking at your ex-husband stuff, too.
You don't
too.
Know that she's not.
She probably is.
She probably is.
Yeah.
Because you see, why would you come look at me? That's even weirder.
Do you think she listens?
I don't know if she does. Here's my middle finger in the air. Hope not.
That's what I'm thinking. I wonder if she listens and she's like, oh, I wonder what's Alex up to.
I just cannot.
What's going on?
Why?
What's going on?
I was blown away and I thought, this is karma at its best. I am literally happier than ever 7 years later and you're still thinking about me. You're still thinking about me, aren't you?
She is,
you?
Yeah.
Isn't that hysterical?
Which means I think
she's still
she probably,
thinking about my ex.
Yeah.
Which means she's still thinking about my ex, right or wrong?
You're right. Why else would she look at you unless she listens to the show? That's the only reason. But your connection to is also, she also happened to have someone that you were married to inside of her. So there was that. There's that thing. Which is
which
disgusting.
She still denies this day. But
what?
But let me tell you, this same chick sent messages to another friend of hers about her encounters, her sexual encounters. So I've read them.
Oh, God.
She'll lie to me, but I've read. It's just, you want to puke? Yeah. You want to cry? Welcome to my life. That was years ago that I got those.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. I had to text you last night because I was like, why is this chick
of all the
watching
people.
My... And then I almost posted something like ripping on her. And I thought... God,
no.
I don't have enough anger to do this anymore. Like,
no.
If she had done this 5 years ago,
no,
I
this
would
right
have...
here, this 6 minute rant that we've done, that's enough. That's enough. Now you can move on.
I'm just kind of like,
put it in a box
had to
and move
put
on.
It out there,
yeah.
Laugh at how stupid she looks, and the karma is glory. This is like when people say, I want the karma to come around, there are little moments where it comes through, but
yeah.
It takes years. I gotta tell you.
You've moved on. You're driving down a different road. And she's...
I mean, I have so moved on.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, come on.
To see that
I've
one
name
pop up.
I've had other boyfriends. He's remarried. What is she doing?
Uh-huh.
7 years later, the chick who
you can...
had an affair. I can't even. And like I said, he already got the wrath of me. Don't think I'm just beating up on her.
No, of course.
He got the wrath of me for years. We're past that.
Yeah.
But this one.
Well, you can call or you can text, by the way, at 414-799-1037. I'm sure other people have had somebody else creeping on their Instagram story.
Ooh.
Liking their stuff from the past. Somebody they can't get over.
It's the
somebody
time.
They can't let go.
It's the 7 years
That's
later.
That's crazy,
that
dude.
Crazy.
7 years.
It's been 7 years, Riggs.
Go away. Let
go
it go.
Away. Move on with your life.
Move on, please. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Okay, what? So we have to get to this phone call because I actually think this would help a lot of women if we get to this caller who wants
Why?
To be anonymous.
Who is this?
She's anonymous.
We'll call her Lucy.
Lucy, fine. Lucy's on the phone.
Lucy.
Lucy called and she wanted to talk to me about what she's going through.
Yeah.
Which is similar to what I went through years ago with infidelity and then, you know, they're with somebody else. So are you there, Lucy?
Good
anonymous.
Morning. Anonymous Lucy. Good morning.
I'm here.
It's okay. She said something to me off the air that really stuck with me. And she said, Allie, she said, I'm still angry. I'm still angry.
How long ago did it happen?
Good question.
So 2018, at the end of 2018, I'd say it happened. Mm-hmm. But
Say no more. That's fine. So that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Hold on, though. Hold on, honey. This is why I wanted to bring you on the air. Riggs.
Okay. What?
You came on this show right as I was getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
You've known me now for over 7 years.
Yeah.
But you watched all of this happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
And you watched the process. You watched the depression and everything that I dealt with and the anger and years of it.
The sadness.
So, Riggs, tell her how long it took me. Someone who goes to therapy, someone who gets help. How long did it take me to get over the infidelity, Riggs? How long was I angry for? Like, just be honest.
Probably 5 years.
At least.
At least.
At least. I probably came clear out in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So I
remember
when
you were finally ready to like go back into the dating game and you put it all behind you. But it was even before then. You know what? And it took Allie a while to even get to that point.
Yeah.
Even.
Well, right now, if a guy looks at me, I like,
you're out.
I run away.
I did that for years.
I don't even want to be there.
No, it's totally cool.
Because you were traumatized by the affair. So let me just, I get it. I was there as well. But, and people used to always say this to me, it's going to get better. And I'd be like, nobody cares. I'm in hell now. I don't care if it's going to get better. But guess what? I now, 7 years later, am that girl standing in front of you saying, it's going to take a long time and a lot of work, but it's going to get better. I promise you.
Remember this too, Anonymous Lucy. You're grieving right now.
You're grieving.
You are grieving the loss of a marriage or a relationship.
Or a relationship.
Never married.
It doesn't matter.
Still,
it doesn't matter.
You had something that was awesome that you held dear to you.
You had kids with this person,
and you've lost that. You're grieving the loss of that. Everybody grieves at their own process in their own time frame. There's no right or wrong way to grieve.
Nope.
Do it at your own pace.
That's right.
But I want to be done with it.
I know.
It's been too long and I'm not there yet.
It's so relatable. I feel, honey, I want to hug you because I feel you and I remember being like, when am I not going to be angry anymore? When am I not going to be sad? When am I not going to feel traumatized? And when am I going to not be afraid to date again? When? And you know what?
Those are all normal questions.
It took a lot of time and it really did, but here I am.
That's all normal.
And the funny thing is, one day you'll be like me, happier, healthier, good place in your life.
I'm not a caller, but I'm
now you are.
And the fact that you stated your personal, trauma and what you just went through just really hit home to me.
Yeah.
So I decided it was like, hey,
it's traumatic.
Me right now.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I was blindsided, so that added to my trauma. I mean, it wasn't like we were having all these problems, and then it was really crazy. But I will say, just don't beat up on yourself for feeling your feelings. Like you're angry and that's okay.
You're sad.
The
way you feel is never wrong.
Get it out.
That's the way you feel.
Yeah. And I know because this all started because I was talking about the full circle moment where yesterday, if you missed this, the woman who had an affair with my husband when I was pregnant was watching my Instagram story. She was stalking me.
And doesn't follow you, by the way. So she had to deliberately reach out and see you.
I would never let her follow me.
Stalker status.
That's where I'm at. When I was pregnant, same thing.
Yeah,
I know that they were with each other while I was pregnant.
But they lie and they deny it, and then you don't get justice.
They are now. I'm there.
Listen, when I meet people who have a significant other who had an affair and they tell me they didn't sleep together, I laugh because I used to be there where I actually believed that.
They just Netflixed and chilled, literally. That's all they did.
No, they didn't. They got it on and you don't want to accept it because you can't believe your partner would do that to you. But guess what? They did. So this is the thing. Here she is 7 years later. It's full circle. See how it will come full circle for you.
And then soon, Lucy, you will be having this conversation with another woman who has been scorned and say, look, I've been where you are.
And
you can pass the torch to them.
That's right. And you can inspire.
See?
That's why I called, because you just did that for me today.
Oh, like, honey.
Good.
If it happened to you,
gosh.
You're on that same path.
Uh-huh.
I'm going through it now. Yep. Obviously, I'm not alone. So.
Nope, not at all.
I feel like we need to have an estrogen party yesterday. Like, I just need the women to come with me, and we all need to hug and kumbaya. And
can I watch, at least?
No, you weirdo.
I'm married. I just want to watch.
Somebody texted me.
I just want to watch.
I actually get this question a lot.
What?
Did the woman who, had the affair with my, did her husband, because she's still married.
Yeah.
Did her husband know she had an affair with my ex? He did. Of course. I called him. Are you kidding me? I emailed the guy. I called him. The day I found out, honey, I went psychotic, okay? I called everybody in America and told him he was cheating on me, including the radio. But I did let her ex-husband know. They stayed together. So he did know she had the affair. And so I don't know if he hears that she's still watching my story 7 years
later. I was
later,
on the show that day when you said that. I was huddling in a corner because you were throwing things. Well, you snapped, dude.
I don't remember. What happened?
I was so excited for you to finally talk about it on the radio. Because when I started working here 7 years ago, I was like, oh my God, Allie's going through a divorce?
Yeah, and nobody knew yet because I hadn't announced it.
No offense, I'm sorry for what you're going through, but that's gold.
It's radio
gold.
Because people were just like, huh?
Because so many women can relate to it.
It's
so
a reality
many.
Show, but it's my life. That's the damn problem.
I know, but I was like, of course I'll come on board with this. It's a train wreck from the jump.
I was throwing things. I believe you. I just don't remember.
You weren't throwing things. You
I
were
don't
just,
remember Allie. Any of it.
You were seeing red, though.
I was seeing red for years, honey. Yes, honey. But we're talking so long. Sorry, Lucy.
No, it's fine. But where you are now as far as the co-parenting, and you guys are great.
Yeah.
I don't even see myself because it's toxic. It's so bad to the point that I don't feel safe even co-parenting with this guy.
I got it. I got it. Co-parenting as well. I don't know the dude, so I can't say what your dude's like, but co-parenting as well, being trying to figure it out with somebody else is just as much of a nightmare, especially when you've got anger, resentment. It's you have to focus on the kids and step out of that, which is so, it's like making a business move and being emotional. You just have to do what's right, you know, for the kids and keep it out.
What we need is a support group for women who've been through stuff like this, who can all get together and talk amongst each other.
Yeah.
And support each other.
And I'm sure they do have them, but apparently it's happening on Kiss FM this morning. We are the support group today.
We are. Damn right we are.
Girlfriend. I'm so glad you came on the air with us.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the radio with us.
Thank you for having me. I wasn't going to, but Allie talked me into it.
I know, because I wanted you to express yourself, get it out, know you're not alone, and know that even though you're in hell with everything right now, which makes you want to cry because I can empathize because I've been there.
Right.
It sucks hearing it, but it will be better one day. It just takes years, you know, to push. But the more you deal with it, the quicker you'll get out of it.
So like you, I'm 2 years out. I just got 2 more years left to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, still fresh.
You heard it. Took 5 years for me to get past it.
Right.
So
grieve at your own pace.
Your time.
Do it at your own pace. Thank you for calling this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Have an awesome weekend and do something empowering this weekend.
And I need a cocktail like yesterday.
Okay, cool. Let's all drink.
I mean, this is too heavy.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye, girl.
Love that. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We're going to bill her for that session, by the way.
All right.
When was the last time you took a good old-fashioned road trip where you got in the car and you drove more than like 4 hours? I'm talking like 5-6 hours, like taking a good long road trip.
It's been too long.
Has it
been too long? I used to drive 8 hours to my parents' house in Southern Illinois. They moved to Florida, so I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I, you know, used to drive up north, but it's been probably 2 years now.
I don't know about you.
Since I've taken a road trip.
Do you like a road trip?
With the right people.
Yes.
I road tripped across the country with one of my best friends in our 20s to take. She moved to LA. She said, "Do you want to ride with me and fly home?" I did. It was the best time of it was like a movie. It was like a Thelma and Louise without the death at the end. It was great. I mean, we had the time of our lives,
Thelma and Louise.
But that was years ago,
right? I enjoy a road trip. That's like it's a good self-care for me.
Yeah.
Like it's a good therapy thing for me. I've taken a road trip across the country by myself, completely alone.
I don't want to do that.
It was awesome. I drove all the way from Indiana down south. I went all the way across the country through over Texas. Texas is a big ass state, by the way.
Very big.
It's way too big. Then it went through New Mexico.
Like when am I going to get through this state? It's taking too long.
New Mexico. Then went through Arizona. And I've that kind of road trip. I've done that one. I'm doing another one next week, just solo. My wife's taking another trip. We're taking separate trips because her mom's going to be staying with us. She's coming back from the rehabilitation
the mother-in-law's center. Mother-in-law's returning to Riggs' house. Everyone,
if you missed that story,
get ready for Riggs to be angry.
Yeah,
repeatedly every day.
And my wife too. But we both decided we needed to take a trip. Like we needed some time to ourselves before we have her mom come in and we're taking care of an 82-year-old woman for probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Good time.
Yep. So next week I'll be gone, but I'm driving, going south. I'm going to visit my grandparents, see my dad, have an awkward conversation with him. That's another conversation for another day.
Your parents got divorced. It's been awkward.
Have not.
But that another convo for another day. You're right.
But after that, I'm just going to drive wherever the road takes me because I got the rest of the week off and I'm just going to drive.
Wait, you don't have a plan?
Nope. No plan.
Stop it.
I don't like having a plan. Plans
literally
suck.
What if you get bored and you come home? Are you just going to come
then
home?
Then that's what I'll do. Yeah.
Why don't you drive to the Smokies?
I might do that.
In what, Tennessee? Oh, you've probably
been
there. Because
I have been to the Smokies.
You lived in Tennessee when
I lived in Chattanooga for 5 years.
There. Yeah. Okay, so you've been to the Smokies. I'm trying to think
to
of where you can drive within distance from like Indiana. That's so amazingly beautiful and cathartic.
I was thinking down through Memphis maybe and then going over towards Arkansas. If I could, maybe to the Ozarks, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh.
I might do that.
It's going to make you think of the show Ozark.
Right? Maybe go buy some meth. Maybe join a drug ring. I don't know.
Ozark's a great show. If you're looking for something to binge, go for Ozark.
But what are the things you have to take with you? Because I think everybody has their road trip essentials that you have to take with you in the car that you have to have. Maybe it's a snack or it's a restaurant that you look for. Mm-hmm. But what are your like road trip essentials, things you got to bring with you?
Caffeine.
Caffeine, absolutely.
100%. I got to have plenty of caffeine on hand or gas stations I can stop at.
I think I'm going back to my energy drinks just for the road trip. So I can power through. Just so I can power through alone.
Fine. Do energy drinks. Do you, my friend. I mean, you might.
For that
gonna,
time
you're
alone.
You're going to end up in the Florida Keys.
You think I'll drive that
like,
far?
Riggs drank too many Red Bulls and Monsters, and he drove too far, and now he's stuck.
And now it's Sunday, and Riggs has to come back to work on Monday, and he's screwed because he drove too far. But I want to be able to plan it so I can come back. So
the other thing, though, that I must, this is why I like driving alone.
Yeah.
Just in this area. Now, I'm not even talking about a road trip. I love driving alone because it's really therapeutic for me to drive and listen to music. Music is
all
like one of my coping skills. So I think you have to have music in order to travel anywhere. And now
trust
you
me.
Can have whatever you want because you've got your phone. You can listen to Kiss FM on
the
app.
Oddest,
you can make a playlist. You can listen to our podcast. You can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yep. I'll probably use our Odyssey app for some music.
Yep.
I will definitely have music. I've made some playlists for myself as well. A couple mixes.
Music
couple
is
little,
everything.
Yeah. So that's for sure. But are there foods that you have to have? Maybe
what
there's something
you?
I haven't tried before. Always have to have an energy drink, obviously.
Yeah.
I need a sweet and a salty. Usually for the sweet.
God, you're like my dad.
Yeah. Hell
He's
yeah, I am.
Stop for coffee and dessert after dinner.
Not coffee, Jesus.
Oh, now you're old because just sweet and salty
coffee's
minus the coffee
much.
And I'm not old.
No, like usually a Twix or a Kit Kat, something like that. That's usually the sweet I go for.
Uh-huh.
And the salty, usually a nut of some sort, like a cashew or just good old-fashioned peanuts.
Right.
That's my thing. I got to have a sweet and a salty and a drink.
I'm sorry.
Those three things.
Plain old-fashioned peanuts is your
go-to? Or maybe some almonds, maybe some
Boring.
Flavored almonds. Flavored almonds are not boring. You shut your mouth.
I eat them all the time.
Smokehouse almonds are delicious.
But if I go on the road trip, I'm going to look for the most keto-friendly dessert I can find.
Calories don't count when you're on a road trip. Don't you know that? 414-799-1037. What's something that's like essential to a road trip?
People texted in good music playlists, just
Absolutely.
Like we talked about.
Yep.
They're texting in more. So bring them in. Yeah,
yep.
Get the text in.
Text or call 414-799-1037. Kiss FM. I just plotted out my trip. I know where I'm going. Now.
You do?
Oh, I know where I'm going now.
Well, good, because one of the girls who called in had some ideas for you.
Oh, perfect. I'll hear her suggestions as well. I'm going on a road trip next week. I'm going to go visit some family and then just drive wherever the road takes me. I don't really have a plan.
Right.
But I'm by myself, so I don't really have anybody to report to. I can just drive, stop, and
roads,
sleep when I want to.
Where we're going, there are no roads, Riggs. You're going to do some off-driving.
Back to the future. 414-799-1037.
Samantha's in West Dallas. She has the one thing she has to have on every road trip.
What is that, Samantha?
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds?
Since I was a kid,
nice.
We would always go on road trips, me, my mom, and my grandma, and we would always stop and pick up pork rinds. It was
pork
the
rinds.
Only time I would eat pork rinds.
You know what cracks me up is not that you had, not that I'm like, oh, pork rinds, yay. It's like the emotional connection she has to pork rinds. That's her connection as road trips now. She's got to have them.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And I have them, actually. I just bought some because we're going to Door County this weekend.
Oh,
so
nice.
I bought a little bag.
She's already prepared. She didn't want to be on the road trip without the pork rinds.
Yes.
I have those memories. The food memory I attached to my childhood is when we went to the movies, but we got to stop at Walgreens and get candy to sneak in back in the day.
My road trip as a kid, we used to always stop at Cracker Barrel. That was like our road trip because there were so many of them, and you could stop and play the little peg game where you jumped around on the board.
The peg game,
And you could, Cracker Barrel in the South is so much better than up
it
here.
It really
I
is.
I can attest to that.
I 100% I can agree with you. Yeah, they know what they're doing in the South with the food. Well, thank
All
you for
right,
calling.
Drive safe, okay?
I will. Pork rinds, I will put them on my list.
He's
thank
got
you,
it.
Girl.
He's
got
it.
It.
Cracker
thank
Barrel.
You right?
Cracker
Barrel, too. Cheryl's in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning, guys.
You're
going on a I don't care where I go road trip, I implore you, go to like Walmart and get a Rand McNally Road Atlas.
Come
on. I have one of those already.
Stop. You two go somewhere with this.
No. Because my partner has over 3 million miles under his belt.
Uh-huh.
We just went to St. Augustine, Florida, and twice we were coming up on traffic that was at a dead effing stop.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, we can't sit through that with a 7-year-old in back. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
And he pulled that sucker out and he did it, found where we were.
Okay,
like, I'm going
Cheryl.
Way, go this way.
Stop.
Super awesome.
Cheryl,
I've done that on road trips too, but I zoom out on my Google Maps and find out the route around it.
We have maps
sometimes
on our.
Cheryl, you don't have a signal, honeys, when you go in the mountains.
I know, and that's what I download. I can download the map to my phone before I go on my Wi-Fi.
But not even that. Like the map, forget about the road map, because when you go on Google Maps or whatever, it tells you if there is a holdup or an accident.
Yeah, it does.
Long before you'll ever know.
No,
it.
No, that's
and Cheryl's
not the point.
Saying when
the point is to
she's
look
saying
off
in case you don't have internet
that I can take.
Yeah. Where
take,
are you,
you know,
in the
that
boonies
way.
That you don't have service? Now we have. Back in the day, we didn't have service everywhere.
Yeah.
I remember
oh, no,
people going.
Your carrier is.
Yeah.
People going fishing in Canada that you couldn't get a hold
yeah.
of. That's not the case anymore. You can
yeah.
now there's like cell service everywhere.
I don't
almost.
I don't get service in Montana.
Okay.
My girlfriend lives in Montana. When I go, thank you, Sprint. I don't get service.
Well,
okay.
That's your own. That's
right.
Your carrier.
And he's got AT&T, so some states
okay.
he doesn't have service. So like,
so
our phones are going in and out.
Right.
I'm just saying, you will find some fun little funky towns.
Yeah,
he didn't know existed.
Okay.
Or he found a way to go down to North Carolina from here.
Uh-huh.
That he cut out an hour and a half.
Yes.
What?
I can't,
never
Cheryl.
Because
we have this on our phone. I can't get my head around the fact that you want me to go get an old school map and use it. Like I can't see all.
She doesn't
this
want you
right
to go get one, Allie.
Phone.
She wants me to go get it, and
okay,
I already
fine.
Have one, so I can do it.
Fine.
I don't want to be mean here.
I can do it.
I would say a lot of women can't read maps.
Well, that's a bit of a generalization. I can read a map.
He's taught me how to like zero in really quick and
hold
go,
on,
okay,
Cheryl,
that's where we
stop.
Are.
Now you're pissing
yeah.
me off. What
oh,
planet do you live on where,
we're talking
men,
about road
where
trips.
Men don't look at women and they're the ones lost? Now she's saying women don't know
that's
how directions.
True.
We're the ones
that
pulling them out of the hole. I can't even with you right now because I don't agree with you. And I don't
Cheryl.
Like that you said women can't read maps.
But
what
I'm
a horrible
Riggs,
generalization.
Riggs to use it. I'm talking Riggs to use it.
I'll use it.
But he's rolling his eyes. He's being nice right now.
Well, women can't drive. I don't know about the reading maps thing.
All right.
We'll
you know
talk
what, Cheryl?
About that.
I got to go. I'll be back. I'm actually walking over to the other
She's
studio.
Coming over here
I'm
right now.
I'm going to kick his ass. I'll be right back, Cheryl.
Cheryl, thank you for calling this morning. Appreciate you listening this morning.
We got a
so Cheryl says, bring a map. I got pork rinds,
Riggs,
a map.
Stop
what?
It.
Who else
you
is
know,
on the phone?
You know what?
I know
the
exactly
maps,
what.
You know the map suggestion is, come on. Jenny is on 3. She did not even want to go on the air, but she had some good ideas for you for places
Hi,
to
Jenny.
Go.
Come on, give me ideas, man.
Hi.
My next week is a blank page after the first like chapter of going to see my grandparents and visiting my dad. Then I just got a blank slate to drive wherever I want. What should I do?
First off, I love that because I take road trips with my kids and
nice.
We have like the best time. And I was like, what do I do? Like, well, I have the kids in the car because they don't want to hear my music.
No.
So you're lucky to be by yourself.
Yeah.
But
team no kids.
were really good for me. That Dax Shepard armchair expert, I literally felt like I was watching a comedy show, but obviously I was listening.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then I went to Graceland when I was little and it was like the best adventure. I was 8 years old. It was the best vacation
really?
I've ever gone on.
I've heard good
oh
and bad
God,
things about
it.
Graceland. Like I'm not a big
oh,
yeah. Elvis fan, so I don't know if I would really enjoy it.
I was really
Do you have to be a big
the fact that he had like gold buckles in his airplane. But
right.
I mean, nowadays it's not, you know, a big deal, but to me it was exciting.
Right. Is it
and
is it worth it if you're not an Elvis fan to go to Graceland?
Right
now,
look, I'm not an Elvis fan. Jenny, I could care less about Elvis,
yeah.
but I would go to Graceland if I had
yeah.
the opportunity just to do it once and see what the hype's about, and then
exactly.
I'd probably be under,
yeah.
I'd probably be underwhelmed and leave. But you know,
yeah.
I just
like
I would
like
go
all
to
the amazing food too
yeah.
here in Memphis.
All right.
I would go to
That's
Prince's
enough.
Thing in Minneapolis. Can't you do the thing with do something with Prince? Isn't there
That's
is
north.
There an experience?
Oh,
yeah, but I'm saying
that.
I guess I could go north.
I'm saying I
yeah.
would do any of those experiences.
That makes I see what you're saying now.
Like
all right.
celebrity
okay.
history thingamajig
oh, yeah.
is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
So I might
oh,
add that.
For a snack, Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Ooh.
Twizzlers
are. I would always get them when we go on a road trip and you'd be like, here, and you'd get a whole pack of Twizzlers.
That's a good
and
suggestion as well, the Twizzlers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you very much for the
well,
suggestions.
Have fun.
I will.
Yeah.
I appreciate that very much. Mike, child-free road trip. It'll be great.
Child-free.
Thanks for calling.
Right,
somebody
have a good
said
one.
Bring a pillow for your butt because it will get numb.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. So I decided where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the Ozarks.
You are?
Yes.
Good.
But I'm going to drive west. I'm going to go through St. Louis. I've never been to St. Louis either.
Wait, you...
Never been to St.
Louis. I grew up not far from St. Louis, so that's why it blows my mind that you... But you were in Indiana, I guess.
I was.
You didn't go to St. Louis.
I've drove around St. Louis.
I spent so much time in St. Louis.
Never been to, like, the Arch or anything.
You go to the Arch and you're done.
That's it.
Literally, my friend.
Can I just drive by it? I don't want to go. I've heard it's cramped in there.
I'm telling... Is it cramped? I mean, I took the It's like an... It's like you get a little cube and you ride up to the top of the Arch.
Yeah.
And then you look out, and then you ride back down, and then you go home.
I'm doing that.
That's all there is to do.
And then I'm going to go to the Ozarks and go there, and I'm going to go skydiving there. I'm going to take my parachute, and I'll do that as well.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do, I think.
I'll go for it.
And it could change, too, because I can do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
I don't have any damn kids.
Well, I got to hear about the Ozarks.
I'll let you know.
Just because I love the Netflix show.
I'll look for Jason Bateman, see if he's there.
What if they're filming?
They might. Who knows?
Riggs, I want to talk about something funny here.
Go on.
Okay, so.
What's the question you have?
The question is... Should I just start by telling you what the guy asked me on the dating app last night?
Yeah.
So I'm talking to this guy, and you know, the guys that come in and out. It's like you can't get one thing going with anybody. Everybody's talking to 20 people. I'm aware of how dating works with dating
apps.
It's
a revolving door of bros.
Yeah. So you don't really get your hopes up much until you actually go out with someone. But you could talk to people for weeks, and you still don't even meet up. It's annoying.
Okay.
I don't have time for all that. You know me. I'm straight to the point.
Was he rude?
Well,
was he condescending? What happened?
I said, are you going to ask me out for a drink, or do you want to talk for weeks and never meet? Because I'm so sick of this cycle
Fair,
that is
yeah.
online dating. He goes, you want to get a drink? I'm like, yeah, let's go. So we start talking, and he says, but wait, I need to know, though. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I need to know your position on beards. So then I write back, because in his pictures online, he has a bunch of pics. Some have a beard, some don't.
So Wisconsin.
Right. And he says, I need to know your position on beards. And I say, why, do you have one? And he says, at the moment, yes. I go, okay, how long? I love beards. He says, it's pretty substantial.
And pretty substantial.
And I write back, what do you mean? He goes, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm crossing beyond hobo into wizard territory.
Into wizard?
He says he's gone
beyond. Like Gandalf the Grey?
He says he's gone beyond hobo into wizard territory.
Hey.
So I write back, oh God. Because I'm not sure what that means. He sends me a pic of him at that moment. And sure enough, he does. He's crossing into wizard territory.
Oh my God, that thing's awesome!
Isn't that beard awesome?
I think there's a bird living in that. Look at that!
Right, and so, but he's got an adorable face, which you're not supposed to say about guys. But I think he's got a cute face around that beard.
Yeah.
So I'm like. And so then I write back, and he says, I've been considering a reset.
He should have said me too.
I haven't beard that long too. Dude, listen. So he says, I've been considering a reset. I'm like, oh, he's not sure if he should shave it before we go out or whatever, right? He's trying to feel me out. And I said, well, you look hot there, but is it just a good angle? Because of the picture, you know, you get the wrong angle with a guy with a beard, you can be tricked.
Wrong angle with a girl with not a beard can be a trick too.
So he sends me another pic.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you look the same. Here's the same look, Riggs. He's into wizard territory, right?
My God.
The beard is insane. So I'm like, I said, I don't want to make it awkward, but my ex had a big beard. He did. I mean, it wasn't this big, but he had a beard.
Yeah, he did.
He had to, and he got longer as we dated. So I was like, beards don't freak me out, and long beards don't freak me out.
Yeah.
But it's just funny that his is so long. He's not kidding. It's like into wizard territory.
Mm-hmm.
So is the length of a beard, is this something anyone should be worried about? Is there a point where it gets too long where they just look like literally like a person on the street who needs
or somebody
to take
that's just a,
shower.
A very unkept human?
An unkept human.
Yes.
There you go.
An unkept human, because it doesn't have to live on the street. It could just be an unkept person.
Beards are in. Like, I like dirty boys now. Like, you know how they say Zac Efron was like a pretty boy when he was 19 and we all loved him? And now style has evolved and he's got a beard and he looks totally like guys nowadays and he's just as hot. So I get it. Beards are in. But how long is too long for Is there too long?
Can I be honest? As a guy that can't grow a beard, I'm jealous of guys that can. I really,
really
am. Yeah. I don't think I'd look good with a beard,
you
but this
facial
is
facial hair right
what
now.
What I have right now is as long as it will get.
Oh,
maybe a little bit longer, but this is a month.
It
a
looks
month.
Like
a lawn in distress is what it looks like.
It looks like a 5 o'clock shadow. You haven't shaved for a month?
A month.
And it looks like you just have a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah. I've trimmed up around the sides just to keep it a little bit nice, but yeah, this is a month.
I bet I could grow a longer beard than you.
You absolutely. Dude. my younger sister could grow a better beard than I could. Anybody
so
could.
Funny. Well,
the length of a beard, does it matter?
Should I care about this? Because I don't.
414-799-1037. There go the phones. We will talk to you all next. Right. It's 103.7 KISS FM. So you're talking about the beard.
Yeah.
So you've met a gentleman suitor who asked about his beard.
I met this, one on Bumble, I think. Yeah, I met this guy on Bumble because there's a bunch of apps. And he says, I need to ask you your stance on beards, he says to me, because he said his beard is so long he's entering wizard. He's beyond hobo.
He's almost a wizard.
He's like a wizard.
Like he could help take a ring across the land to Mordor and like help Frodo go places if he ever had to do that.
Cute with the beard.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We started talking about beards. Let's go to the phones.
Sure. 414-799-1037. We'll go to Heather first.
Because she called first.
Hey, Heather.
Hey, Heather.
What's up? Does the length of a beard matter? Are there benefits or drawbacks to a long or short beard, please?
Here's my stance on it. So it has to be well kept.
Well kept beard, yes. Like oiled and everything, or just like trimmed a little bit?
So if he's like Gandalf has a decent beard, but Radagast, you start going a little brown territory, that's not really cool.
Okay.
Like legit birds popping out of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does look a little nasty. The one that you showed me is a little nasty. It's a little messy.
I showed Riggs two pictures.
Yeah.
It's long. And somebody texted in and said, after a beard getting so long, doesn't that thing stink? But I look at it like hair. It's just like
But that's what I'm saying. Like if it's well kept.
If you wash it, it's fine.
But if they wash it.
Your hair is on your head. A beard is around your mouth. You eat with your mouth so food can get in there. So I would understand why it might smell. You drink milk or something.
Okay.
It gets caught in there. You get a pirate on the hair ship. There's a piece of corn stuck there.
I dated a guy with a beard. I'd all the time have to go, you have food in your beard. That was my first experience dating a guy with a big beard. And I always had to tell him he had food in it.
Did you ever pick it out? Because that's a sign of...
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. I like how you said that.
I
can be romantic. I can be romantic, but they don't appreciate
you
it when I am.
You picked popcorn out of his beard. How nice.
He was my boyfriend.
My husband has a scruffy beard, and I just look at him like, you got stuff on your face.
Always. Always.
Well, maybe I didn't date the guy long enough to get to that point where I was grossed
out
by it.
So Heather says a beard is cool, but a well kept beard is the thing.
It needs to be well kept.
Yeah.
Crazy, and like you said, like if it smells or if there's always stuff in it, like that's kind of bordering. Not okay.
All right.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling, Heather.
All
we appreciate your input on the beard discussion. Candy is in Sheboygan this morning.
Ooh, hey, Candy.
Sup, Candy girl?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
How do you feel about a beard on a man with the length of it? Does it matter?
My boyfriend has just the chin beard, and I like him personally to keep that like trimmed up and like looking nice. Mm. I just think about what goes in there, and you know, and otherwise, the other thing is too. Freaky stuff goes in there. You know what I mean?
I didn't want to go there, but I was. You know, I had thoughts, girl. I don't really want to go there, but I have thoughts.
When you got the WAP.
Yep.
But if he's a good dude, that will happen.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing.
Saying, you know,
trust
so
me,
it's like,
we're women, a lot of guys don't.
Yeah, if he knows what he's doing down there.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, yeah, look at that's going to might happen. So, you know, it's just like, so I like them nice and trimmed at least. Yeah, looks makes them a little nicer, cleaner cut.
All right, so that's two in a row saying as long as it's well kept, it's not a scruffy, shaggy beard, which is what he has right now. So tell him to get it in line.
Really?
Yes.
What if I think he looks okay with the crazy
beard?
It's
so unkept right now, dude.
You think that I should say to him that he should...
Yeah, why don't you maintain it a little bit? A beard is a responsibility.
True.
With great beard comes great responsibility.
So what are you saying? He's irresponsible in the rest
of
his life?
Yes, he's an irresponsible beard owner right now. Take care of it.
I would definitely say that if he's willing to trim it up for you, have him trim it up for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
let me see what's under there.
Yeah, even if it's just like maybe around his kind of down to his chest area a little bit more. You know what I mean? Just having a little bit more.
In fairness, Candy, on his dating profile, he has pics without the beard, and I thought he was good looking.
Oh, you've seen both?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's why when he said to me, how do you feel about beards, I think he was worried that if we met for a drink, I'd be taken aback by the crazy beard, because on his profile, he has pics with and without
it. Which is cool, because some men are dedicated and married to the beard, and they won't shave it. Like, he's using it like an accessory. He can remove it if he wants
to. Beards are in and they're hot, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And you can definitely look at it like, oh my God, is he a Harley guy? You know what I mean, too?
See, I don't get into Harleys. See, that doesn't turn me on. I wish it did, but I have. There's so many guys that post motorcycle pictures, and I actually swipe no because it's not a turn on for me. I'm
that
not
makes
one
a
of those
lot
girls.
Of women purr right
oh,
there.
Oh, that's why.
Oh God, yeah, tattoos and Harleys, yeah.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Can
See?
You just get an SUV and drive me around?
I'm sure.
Get a Kia. I don't care.
You want the suburban Wisconsin guy?
I want the suburban. That's right. That's right.
Thanks
you know
for
what, Ellie? I'm gonna just say, girl, as long as you're happy, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. So
that's right.
Go for what you want. Go
that's
for what you want.
That's a life
I
rule.
Agree more.
That's a life rule,
thank
Candy.
You.
Thank you for saying that.
And
life
we can,
short. Life short. Don't well, sell and, yourself short, girl. You've been through enough.
Aw, yeah. Thank you, honey. And we can wrap it up with this. You know what I finally said to him in
What's
the
that?
End?
What?
If I actually meet up with this guy, I haven't heard from him today. Who knows? This
What's
is how
that?
The dating apps are. At the end of the convo, I said, I just want you to show up and be yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't shave it for me. Don't
Do
not
you're
shave
comfortable
it.
With.
Like, I said to him, just be yourself. And then that's what is going to turn you on with somebody.
Yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean? Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. That's so important. And I've learned that, you know. I've been divorced, cheated on with a husband, had a kid from, you know, he had a kid, blah, blah, blah. You know how it is, Allie.
Girl.
And, you know,
Heard.
It's just like.
Yeah, girl.
You know what? If you feel that magic right away, you know that guy is right. You know, you're going to know if it's not awkwardness that right when you meet him. If you know, then you know.
Candy
you know?
Usually isn't fireworks. I'll let you in on a little secret here. But you never know. Maybe it's the one.
Have you seen Captain yet? That's the question.
No, I have not.
Well, let's wait till that comes back.
Let's wait till we get some more information besides the beard.
Right. But a well-kept beard seems to be the consensus from everybody.
Right.
Thank
cool.
you so much, Candy. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Appreciate it.
Thank
All right.
You, Riggs,
there you go.
For that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.